I'm a sucker for Mike and Gia. Hits 105.9.
Tuesday is done and dusted. How are you feeling?
Good, because I won Throwback Throwdown.
Yes, you did. I was kind of hoping that we'd talk about some other things, but I guess...
No, that was the main highlight from the show.
The main highlight on the show.
Me winning, definitely, hands down. You'll find out which song slayed Mike's song very soon.
The fact that you are clearly a massive stingy person?
I'm proud of it. Yeah. What of it?
Yeah, but you're the kind of person who won't go in for parking.
I'm just being economical. I'm being conservative with my cash. That's not a crime. But the lengths that I've gone to are maybe criminal. Yeah. Like a crime against beauty, I think, is what I've committed potentially. But
also disgusting, because what you do is like, it's potentially a lot of germs. It's very risky.
These are the lengths you go to if you want to save some cash, all right? You'll find out what I've done in the catch-up.
Now, 24 hours ago was the Super Bowl, and the main takeaway, who cares who won, it was the fact that the Super Bowl halftime show was incredible with J-Lo and Shakira.
It was insane, but it was very surprising because they had J-Lo's daughter out of nowhere join them on stage and just hit it out of the park.
Mm.
Is that a Super Bowl? No, that's baseball. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we watched the Super Bowl, for the sport.
The term that you were looking for was probably touchdown.
Yeah, she touched down. Yeah, she touched down hard.
That's not the right term.
J-Lo's daughter smashed it. She really did well. But we wanted to find
how
out.
How are you, fellow kids?
We wanted to find out, though, what happened when the kid came to work for people on Orange and the Central West, whether it be when you went to work with your parent or when the kids came to work with you.
Okay. Yes, that too.
I'm not sporty.
Sorry, I know.
And I'm not into American sports.
It's just cute watching you try.
Well, American sports annoy me because they like to pretend that they have like the World Series when only they're in it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a World Series, America. That's also baseball, though, and we're talking about football.
Anyway, but also on Australian screens last night was the debut of MAFS for 2020.
Married at First Sight, yeah. And this season seems promising, all right? I know I've seen some videos and things that allude to some non-savory things down the line.
It was problematic because there was accusations of, like, bullying last year. It probably should have been taken off the air.
Well, that's what there were calls for, and then this year...
It probably still should.
We've heard that there's a groom that has used a wife's toothbrush to clean a toilet, but we haven't seen any of that yet because it's episode one. It's all lovey-dovey, and these couples, one and two, that have been matched last night seem like they're perfect for each other. You'll hear why very soon.
Yeah, exactly. G is still trying to make me watch. It's not going to work.
Love is real. Love exists.
Not when it's contrived with producers and so forth. Anyway, that's all coming up in the catch-up. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Harry Styles, Adore You, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:41.
There's been a lot of talk over the last day or so about whether or not we should move the legal driving limit for alcohol to zero. It currently is at 0.05 blood alcohol level is where you're allowed to legally still get behind the wheel of a car if you're under that.
Mm-hmm.
But people want it brought down to zero tolerance. And that's off the back of a really heartbreaking situation where, unfortunately, four young children were killed when a person behind the wheel of a car who was under the influence went up the curb and took them out.
So went off the road onto the footpath.
Onto the footpath, yeah. Correct. And they were just going out to, I think, get ice cream or, you know, they were just innocently going about having a bit of fun and living their day-to-day lives. And then because of a drunk driver, they have now lost their lives. Of course, there's been an outpouring of grief over this. It's always sad when young people lose their life.
Yeah.
Especially something as tragic as this that could have been prevented.
Yes, absolutely.
And I really do understand that. But then when I've seen this debate raging about do we make the alcohol tolerance limit zero? Do we leave it where it is? Should it be minimized? I just can't agree with the making it a zero tolerance. Not because I advocate for anyone to drink alcohol and get behind the wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that this man who caused this incident, he had three times the legal blood alcohol limit in his system.
Right, wow.
He was 0.15.
Yeah, right.
So if this incident would have occurred where he was at that 0.05 and it still happened, then I can understand these calls to bring it to a zero limit. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just blanket rule for everybody, zero. Zero alcohol behind the wheel of a car, that's not going to stop these idiots that still go out there and drive over the limit.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about it every single day. Drink driver caught doing this. Drink driver caught at this level. That is not because the drinking level is too high.
Mm.
That is because they are silly enough to think that they are still okay to get behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And bringing that to zero is not going to change that.
Yeah, and I see where you're coming from. And obviously, one of the when a horrible tragedy like this happens, the knee-jerk reaction is to...
What
can we do to fix it? And in that scenario where drink driving is already illegal, when you're over the limit... You do feel helpless in a situation of, well, you know, what could have been done to prevent this? Unfortunately, it comes down to one person's idiotic mistake.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So it is a shame. And while, you know, in a perfect world, everyone would respect and know their limits with alcohol and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe again, it comes to more education or, you know, more, and you know, they show it pretty well. Like, you know, how much a standard drink equals to, you know, it's what, two standard drinks for a female, and then for the average male, it's like three or four or something that it
that gets you to 0.05. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether there's a change up on the system on what those things equal or just more education around it. So people know when they are over the limit.
Yeah, like whether there's be more breathalyzers put up in pubs. I used to see that a lot, them up on the wall.
Yes.
While they obviously aren't 100% accurate, they would give you an indication. Perhaps that's the way forward. But I've had a lot of friends that live out in regional communities, like Dunedoo. I have really close friends that live there, where they live a bit outside of town, and if it was zero, they could never go into the pub and have a single beer with their friends.
Yeah.
So places where there is limited public transport and limited options to get around, I can understand how zero tolerance would not work. It just really comes down to people educating themselves and not doing stupid things.
Yeah.
You hear it every day, and it's really heartbreaking to think that people, when they're like, oh, I'll be fine, you're not fine. You need to figure out a plan B.
Yeah.
100%.
And it's very important that, you know, the cabs, Ubers, they are all there to get you home safe. Public transport, they're all there to get you home safe. Use them.
That's right. So if you're ever in the situation where you're not quite sure, don't do it.
Absolutely.
Don't get behind the wheel of a car.
Kelly Clarkson, Behind These Hazel Eyes, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and G at 7:21. I think it's a good omen for me that that song just played.
Oh, you've won with that song, haven't you?
I did in...
Okay. Testing.
So crazy right now.
Drums.
Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
Oh. It's old school with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
Yes, it is Throwback Throwdown, back again for another week.
Yeah, you may have won with Kelly Clarkson, but that's not the song you've picked this week. Maybe
no.
The song you've picked this time isn't as good. I don't believe in this omen stuff. It all comes down to putting the songs head to head, the one you've picked against the one I've picked.
I feel like you go with omens when they suit you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's how it works.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, last week we did Aussies for, it was just after Australia Day. This one's a clean slate. This is completely free choice this week.
And I have gone with Meredith Brooks' Bitch.
I'm a bitch, I'm a
strong choice.
Great song.
I've gone with Kiss Chasey's Opinions Won't Keep You Warm at Night. I'd like to think that that's a pretty strong choice as well.
Look, I don't hate it, but Kiss Chasey just have this particular drawl to the way they sing. I actually have a friend that plays a game and tries to sing any song that you name in the style of Kiss Chasey.
That sounds amazing,
because every single song they sing has that same kind of quality about it.
They didn't have too many.
Sometimes. Like, they just do it. They do it weird. Meredith Brooks is way better.
Anyway, this is where we actually get... You can stop the pitching because we're about to do that ourselves right now. We each get 30 seconds mm-hmm. to plead our case, and then it's up to the people of Orange and the Central West to vote. I believe I went first last week, so I think you can go first this week.
All right, love to.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock.
Well, I picked Meredith Brooks' song, Bitch, because I feel like it's my spirit song. No, not because I am a bitch, but because I see myself as a little bit of everything all rolled into one, and I never like to do what people expect. Just when you think you've got me figured out, the season's already changing, mate. But hey, you know you wouldn't want it any other way. The first time I heard this song, I was watching What Women Want, the movie with Mel Gibson. He was trying out all the women's beauty products to figure out what women want. All this woman wants is to play Bitch on the radio this morning. So please call 13 12 16 and vote for it right now.
All this what women want.
All this, all what this woman wants. All this woman wants is to play that song, okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay, that was nicely timed, by the way. You hit the buzzer perfectly.
That's the
there.
Only critique you ever give me, like, nicely timed. What about funny? What about well-written, Gia? What about, yeah, you know what? That is a good pitch.
Why are you so desperate for a compliment?
I just really want to win.
Okay, I've got 30 seconds. Here we go. Kiss Jacey's Opinions Won't Keep You Warm Tonight from 2007. I know we did Aussie tracks last week, but I'm keeping up with that theme and repping you some good Aussie rock. Kiss Jacey, a potentially forgotten band out of Melbourne, but this is a song that can make you go, ah, oh, that song. I remember being in year 9 and listening to this song so much because I was 14 and getting moody. Top 10 in Australia so get behind the Aussies and let's get this forgotten gem back on the radio. Get Kiss Jacey winning Throwback Throwdown.
Sorry, they're Aussie.
Yes, they are. They're from Melbourne.
So why did they sing like that? Sometimes, like, you're from Australia. Sometimes, days
are like
this.
Have you never heard,
like
Lily Allen sing? She sings with a British accent.
She's British.
Yeah, I know.
So but that makes sense.
I don't know. There's a Melbourne accent slightly different.
Anyway, if you want to hear Kiss Chasey, you can call and vote for it 13, 12, 16. Or if you want to hear the much superior song of Meredith Brooks, Bitch, use that same number, 13, 12, 16. We might just hook you up with a prize.
Absolutely. So your choices this morning. Meredith Brooks or... or Kiss Chasey. The winning song will play after 7:30. Get those votes in on 13, 12, 16.
Check it out. Get this body
started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
We are in the middle of Throwback Throwdown for another week. It is a free choice week. We could pick whatever we wanted. Mm. And this week, Gia, you have gone with... I'm a bitch, I'm a lover,
I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner. My soul song, Bitch, by Meredith Brooks.
I've gone with some Aussie rock, Kiss Chasey, Opinions Won't Keep You Warm at Night. And it's gotten heated in the studio. It always does on a Throwback Throwdown.
Of course it does, because they're songs that we have picked that we thoroughly enjoy.
Yes, exactly.
So when people don't agree that they thoroughly enjoy it, it doesn't really sit very nice, does it?
Do we take every vote that goes against us personally? Yes, 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 we do.
But that doesn't mean we don't want people to keep voting regardless on 13, 12, 16 or on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page or Instagram story.
Absolutely. We do have Tom on 13, 12, 16. Tom, how are you going?
Good, thank you very much.
Hey, Tom, do you know my boyfriend's name's Tom?
Oh, no, Jake, best name in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean that you're voting for the best song in the world, Meredith Brooks' Bitch?
It's got to be. I've got three sisters and it is a banging tune.
Something tells me you, like, were they singing that to you or were you singing that to your sisters?
I couldn't really tell you. It's sort of just the vibe, you know?
Yeah, like there's
like
so much...
castle. It's just the vibe.
There's so much angst built up on a Tuesday and this would just let us help it release, I feel.
Exactly. You got to get in it. Get the week over with. Get to Wednesday, then it's all downhill, you know?
I totally agree, Tom. Thank you so much for calling in. Just for voting for my song, you get a 10-pin bowling voucher to Orange 10-pin bowl.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
We've also got Julie on 13, 12, 16. Julie, which pick are you going with for Throwback Throwdown?
It has to be your pick, Gia.
Yes, everyone loves Meredith Brooks.
Yes.
Yes, what is it about this song? What does it bring up memories for you or do you just love belting it out?
I just love belting it out and I'm a bitch and I'm a lover.
Yes! I think I am too. That's the thing. Us ladies, we are a varied individual. We have multiple layers. We can be all of these things all rolled into one.
That's exactly right.
Love that line from that song. Julie, thank you so much for getting your vote in on Throwback Throwdown.
No worries.
And we do have Liana from the Tally Room in the studio with us right now. Liana, how are the votes coming in?
They're good.
But I help with mic turns on your microphone.
Yeah, sorry
about
that.
Way to forget me.
He just wants to silence you because he's nervous now.
Hold after on, hearing I'm not that, Russia. What is this?
After hearing that two people have voted for me on the phone lines, you don't want to hear what's happening on social pages.
This is my favourite time of the week, and you just silenced me.
Sorry. Well,
The floor is yours. What are some of the comments saying?
Well, for starters, we had a few sneaky private messages on the Hit 105.9 Insta page.
So
that's another
votes.
Way to vote.
Yeah.
Just FYI. You can always DM us. Just slide on in.
Mm-hmm. But on Facebook, we had Sarah who said, Mike, I could never get sick of that song.
Thank you, Sarah. Mm. Absolutely.
Then we had Han who said, Gia, for sure, she needs a win.
You're not wrong, Han. You're not wrong.
She's only
a win.
Won the high.
And to finish it off, Justin said, wow, that's a hard one.
Justin couldn't even pick.
No.
Mm. Wow. All right. Mm. Well, this is it. You've only got about 3 minutes to get your votes in on 13, 12, 16 on the Hit 105.9 Central West social pages, either on Facebook or on Instagram as well. We are going to find out who will win next, and we're going to do that after Riton and Oliver Heldens. It's Turn Me On, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia.
Check it in. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
Look, we may get really fired up, Mike and I, on this show over this segment.
Yes.
We battle it out, but it turns out we're actually causing divisions among families with this game as well.
We might be breaking up families. This is terrible.
Well, we had Mick call in over that song there to vote for my song, Meredith Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason he gave for voting for it was because he knew that his missus had voted for your song on Facebook. So they're going head to head, just like we're going head to head.
I would love to think that those two have picked a side every week in Throwback Throwdown. Like they're like this,
and they're like
they're
cheering
team colours.
For us. Like, yeah. Come on, JR, come on, Mike. I love it. I absolutely love it. But voting is now closed.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Last week, when we played Throwback Throwdown, it honestly all came down to the phone vote. So
votes between it.
So I'm nervous on that end of things.
Mm.
So we should probably head over to Liana, who is from the Tally Room. She's in the studio right now. Liana, have you got a final result for us?
I do. And with that last minute vote in mind, I can confirm, please, on 77%, Gia, you're the winner.
I knew it. Smashed it. What a pick. What a song.
I know.
It's so good.
It's well done.
Kiss Tracy never stood a chance. This is the winner of Throwback Throwdown, Meredith Brooks, Bitch, on Hit 105.9.
The Backstreet Boys, Backstreet's back. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:54.
Anyone who knows me would probably say that I am stingy.
Yes.
I'm not going to use that, though, because that sounds negative. I just think that I'm conservative with my cash.
You're budget-wise.
I love scraping the barrel and getting every cent out of my dollar. You know what I mean?
You're stingy.
They're not stingy. I am conservative with my cash. And this was pointed out to me very much so when I got given for Christmas a set of body scrubs. Have you ever heard of Frank Body Scrub?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
You buy them online. It's a literal packet of 200 grams of coffee beans and salt and things mixed together that you scrub all over your body. But a 200-gram packet costs maybe $18.
That's a lot.
For coffee beans and a bit of salt mixed together. Yeah, it is a lot. It is a lot, which is why when I got it as a gift, I was like, yes, this is great, because it's something I wouldn't buy for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing is, I want to make that body scrub last for as long as I possibly can.
Naturally.
I'm not going to buy it for myself again anytime soon, right? And yesterday I caught myself using the scrub, and it does go everywhere, all over the shower, because just scrubbing it on, it goes on the walls.
Does it lather up like soap? Or?
No, it just is literally like if you had coffee like in your hand, wet it, and then rubbed it on your body.
Oh, right, gotcha.
But little flecks of coffee goes everywhere, all over your shower, and it really accumulates in the bottom of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm scrubbing, I'm looking down going, that's a lot of scrub that's just sitting in the bottom going to waste.
Oh, no.
This is an expensive product.
Oh, no, please.
Well, I don't want to waste this. I don't want it to just sit in the bottom of my shower and then go down the drain unused.
Please tell me you didn't.
So there I am, squatting down in the shower with my hands cupped together, scooping it all into one corner so that I could pick it up and reuse it on my body.
Oh, I thought... I thought you meant you scooped it up and put it, set it aside to use on another shower.
No,
okay.
No.
Thank God, but you like, have some limits.
I'd done one arm and yeah. I'm like, oh, there's a lot on the floor. That could do a whole other arm. So I scooped down and then did the whole other arm. But I was down there for like 5 minutes just like scooping together, you know, with the water yeah. and the coffee beans to get a little pile just so I could pinch my fingers together, scrape it up off the ground, get it on my arm.
Oh, my God.
Scrub on in.
And the next thing you know, you're going to be unscrewing the drain, reaching all the way down, trying to grab it back out again.
Oh, my God. There would be tons in there. What a great idea.
Do not do that. I'm never shaking your hand, high-fiving you or doing anything like that ever again.
But I've been scrubbed. I'm clean.
Not if your hand goes in the drain, let's be honest.
Also, not if you're touching like the bottom of your shower. There's probably a lot of bacteria down there.
Not a good idea.
But these are the things I do for my stinginess.
You clearly do. Lizzo, good as hell, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and G823.
Married at First Sight is back for 2020. The very first episode was on last night. Mm. And look, I know last year was a bit touch and go, okay? Like, it was very problematic. A lot of issues arose from this. There were calls to take it off the air. Yeah. But I feel like this year is going to be better, okay? I really do. Because
show your work.
Well, last night we got introduced to two couples who were really quite cute. Mm-hmm. One was Poppy and Luke. Now, Luke is this big teddy bear. He's adorable. And Poppy is my favourite person ever.
Really? Why?
She comes out with these one-liners that are crack up.
I was married. We were together for 9 years and we had two little boys. But when our boys were 6 weeks old, my husband had a terrible accident. He tripped and fell and landed in his co-worker's vagina.
Oh.
He's still stuck there.
So she's got a good sense of humour.
Okay.
You can't fault her for that, right? So they were cute. I was like, okay, I can get on board with them. They seem like they're well matched. They have similarities. They both have kids. And there was this other couple that were called Kathy and Josh. Now, they both seem like they are really well suited as well. This is very unusual for what we know of maths. Usually they put a person who hates cats with someone who owns lots of cats, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
These people seem well suited. And Kathy even has these psychic feelings before she even meets Josh about what her future husband's going to be like.
I reckon he might be really Aussie. Can imagine, like, light hair, blue, green eyes.
That is exactly what Josh looks like.
Oh, really?
100%. And the whole Aussie bloke thing was really hit home when she walked down the aisle and he said this.
Post-truth. Oh, yeah, here she is. Holy dooly, you absolute bloody ripper.
Wow, that is bang on. It's Struth. Almost like she was told about that beforehand.
Aussie bloke, Struth. Struth that they're soulmates, in my opinion. Just in my opinion. And just to hit home this extra psychic vibe she seems to have.
Mm.
Here's what happened when he told her his name.
Hi.
Josh.
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 His name's Josh.
His name's Josh. She had a dream, his name was Josh.
So this psychic dream told her that not only was he going to be an Aussie bloke with blonde hair, blue eyes, that he was going to be named Josh.
How is this the highest rated show on TV?
Soulmates.
Oh my God.
They're soulmates. I'm convinced of this.
I'll be honest, you haven't sold me.
Why? Haven't you ever had a psychic moment like that? You know, where you've maybe dreamt of something, then the next day you're like, this feels really familiar.
It's called deja vu and it happens quite regularly.
Exactly. So they've got some connection. They've got some kind of psychic bond.
Sure. Whatever you say.
I mean, the fact that there's couples that seem like they're actually well suited is already a step up from last year's season. You got to give it that.
Look, it sounds more wholesome than last year, but then again, it's the first episode.
Yeah, I guess we can't really count our chickens until after the second episode at least.
I'm not watching the second
episode. You've got to.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, you can't just discount it straight off the bat.
Yes, I can.
I will make you watch an episode of Maths with me.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes for you.
I will.
New from the Rubens, Living Life, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, just about to hit 8:42, thanks to the Orange City Centre.
One of the coolest things that happened at the Super Bowl yesterday, obviously the whole performance of J-Lo and Shakira was awesome, but the surprising element was when J-Lo's daughter, out of nowhere, 11 years old, mm-hmm. came and performed alongside her mum at the Super Bowl. Getting goosebumps right now just thinking about the moment where it sort of all went black and then Emmy was just in this cage singing solo and everyone's like, oh, that's J-Lo's daughter. Oh my God. Oh my God, she can sing. Like, this came out of absolute left field.
Imagine your debut being the Super Bowl halftime show.
There are artists that work for decades to try to get that caliber of performance under their belt, and she has got it straight off the bat, which is awesome. But, like, has that not got to be the coolest thing that has ever happened when a kid's gone along to work with their parents?
It's a very special day at work for her mum.
It is, you're right. But I remember the shenanigans I got up to back in the day with my sister when we'd have to tag along to work with my mum.
Oh, okay.
So she works at NIB, like the optical eye care place.
Oh, right.
And I remember, because you know how they have all of those, like, eye tests that you get done, like the ones where they shine lights into your eyes.
They blow air into your eye,
Me and my sister would always sneak off, and Mum would find us on those machines doing, like, tests of who could hold their eye open the longest with the amount of air blown in.
My God.
Also, there was this weird cupboard that would come up to, like, only hip height. That back in the day, before OH&S and all the rules to protect workers, my mum, as a young worker there, would have to go in and do the filing in this really low-roofed, dingy, cobwebby, like, cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
We would lock each other in there and see how long we could last in the dark.
So you would lock your sibling in there?
Yep. And go, let me out. No, you've only been in there 5 seconds. You can do this.
Do you remember how long you would last in there?
Not long at all.
Really?
We were sooks. We were absolute sooks.
What happens when you get trapped in a cupboard?
Cupboard. With cobwebs, in the dark. But this is the kind of shenanigans, the kind of fun you get up to when you just tag along to work with your parents. It doesn't have to be extravagantly crazy performing at the Super Bowl, but there's still fun to be had.
Yeah, I mean, my dad worked at a bank for like 30 years, so like this, it was just basic office environment. So if he'd have to drop into the office, we'd like either like hide in like one of the cupboards or just start writing on whiteboards and stuff like that.
Did you ever have like races on like your desk chairs?
Little bit. Oh, also, this is a memory that's just coming back to me now. Oh, my goodness. You know, like, it's kind of like they have, like, bullets things that you put paperwork into. You close it and then you shoot it into a thing.
Yes,
and
I mean,
it flies
still have
away.
Them at, like, Woolies and things like that now.
Yeah, we would play with that and go get it from another room.
I am so jealous that you got to do that.
I haven't thought about that in probably 15 to 20 years. But
there's so much fun or so many things that can happen when a kid goes along to a workplace with a parent, whether it was you with your parents when you were younger, whether you've taken your kids to work with you and they've done something crazy, we would love to hear about it on 13, 12, 16. We do have a Bella Spazio voucher up for grabs for the best story that comes through. And don't forget that you can sort out your partner for Valentine's Day with a gift voucher at Bella Spazio.
So what happened when your kids came to work? 13, 12, 16. Lowrider, My House, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:52.
And we're pretty much all wishing that J-Lo was our mum right about now, because she pulled her daughter up on stage with her at the Super Bowl last night to sing.
Yeah.
Which was incredible. Probably the coolest thing that's ever happened when someone's gone to work with their parents.
Yeah.
But we want to hear people's stories on 13, 12, 16. And on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page, we've had a few comments coming through. Julie's not as cool as singing at the Super Bowl. She was put to work and had to weed gardens.
Oh, that's not fun.
Oh, that sucks. And Carly was a little bit like me and my sister. Her and her sister would hide in the stock room at their mum's work and play tips and hide and seek.
Yeah, it's a lot of hide and seek games, I'm feeling, especially in an office environment. We had Shani call in during the ads there, and she was telling us what she got up to when she went to work with her mum.
Well, she was a bus driver, and
we would just be on the bus for the whole bus run, really, and have run of the whole bus constantly.
I mean, as an adult, you hear that and you go, oh, bus route, cool. But as a kid, that must have been so exciting.
Yeah, it was quite a few years ago now, and we would get picked up from school, we'd get dropped off to school, Mum would go out of her way to drop us home on the bus, you know, and we'd have all the, you know, everyone is friends because Mum was the bus driver.
So you got your own private route home, like on the bus, like most people would have had to get dropped off in a main area and then walk the rest of the way. You got dropped off right at your door.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Did you ever play that game? I used to do this when I was on the school bus as a kid, where you'd sort of stand in the middle and you'd try to just balance there like surfing and not hold on to anything.
Well, normally you're not allowed to do that, but Mum can't get angry at you if you're, you know, their child.
This is very true. The kind of stuff you get away with when you're the kid that goes along to work
literally
with parents.
And, like, they're not going to get angry at you in front of everyone, so you can just be a little shit until you get home.
That is so true. Look, that is a fantastic story. Thank you for calling that one in. You've scored the voucher, Bella Spazio.
Oh, thank you so much.
We do have more of these vouchers to give away all week long. Don't forget you can spoil your partner this Valentine's Day with a gift voucher from Bella Spazio.
Another thing I just remembered, my mum eventually started to work with a family friend of ours who also, like, had kids. And so during school holidays, we would all be together and the kids would have fun, play board games, that sort of stuff.
Oh, they wouldn't send you off to, like, a school camp.
No.
They'd go, come to work with us.
Come to work and the kids will have fun while they're doing work.
Yeah.
We would play board games. We were playing Monopoly and we thought, let's confuse the hell out of our parents right now. Wait until they come out of the office to go to the toilet or whatever.
Yeah.
They walk past, we're playing Monopoly. We're obviously playing Monopoly. And then as they walk past, we just yelled, Yahtzee! Just to confuse them. That's the kind of thing that 11-year-olds were thinking, like, that's hilarious.
We're Let's do so that. Funny.
We
Our
are
parents
cutting
are
going to,
yeah.
But they did walk in and go, what on earth are you doing?
They're just like, oh, what have I raised? What have I raised?
I think Mum asks that quite regularly. That is pretty.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.